Barrett said earlier, or Adam, you guys started well, you seem to have some early momentum, but they just seem to get on top from the second quarter onwards, apart from that brief period in the third one. What do you attribute it to? Was it just a lack of desperation? Did they just want it more? What do you put it down to?
Yeah, I thought we were in the game up until halfway through the third. I think we might hit the front, so we knew it was going to be an arm wrestle, and we prepared for that, and I thought we did start well. But critical moments really cost us in the, when we responded in the third. There was three or four goals we conceded that just on the back of critical one-on-one contests, lose balance, backs were out of position, and they made us pay. And then I think they kicked the last six goals. They probably should have won by more, to be honest. But 59 inside 50s to 63. I thought our forwards got beaten today. There was times when we needed an extra mid and they had to fight one down, but there was times when it was equalised forward line for us and we just got beaten. So credit to Sydney and how they went about it, but there was definitely stages that we thought we could have handled better.
Adam, you talked about you were in the game, you felt midway through the third quarter. You deliberated for a long time at the break. Were you working out to try and change things a little or to sort of tinker around with your team?
Oh, we were. Yeah, look, we thought whilst we were in the game, the last 10 minutes of the third, it was danger signs. So we started to think about how we're going to go about it and what kind of positive message we need to give. It didn't work, but we did try a couple of things. And then the game got away from us halfway through the last, and it was probably a little bit too late to do a couple of things I thought we may have done earlier. But once again, some of the things that we failed on weren't personnel. It was just collectively the moment when we could have driven the ball forward, we'd cough it up. And we got hurt the other way. I think the last quarter we had 19 inside 50s to 11 and we didn't kick a goal. So credit to Sydney, they were a very good side.
Was it a case of not handling the wet as well as Sydney
today? Yeah, that's a good question. I thought there were times when we handled it quite well, but there was also times when we didn't surge the ball or we didn't take it cleanly, and we got hurt against every time we made that mistake. So that's a fair comment.
And Dunedin's hit-outs didn't seem to convert into centre clearances for you. I think the second quarter was about 5-2.
Yeah, that's disappointing. We've got to adjust. And teams put a lot of work into our centre bounce structures and strategies, and we know that, and we adapt reasonably well most times. But today we didn't. And, perhaps there were a few occasions where we went a bit too hard in the middle and left ourselves exposed the other way. So, we're always learning. We're still developing our brand, especially away from home. And another lesson was learned today.
You talk about away from home. I guess you don't want people harping on about it, but I guess as long as you lose and lose by some magnitude, people will harp on it. How much of a concern is it internally then?
Oh, look, losing's a concern wherever you are. We've played Hawthorn and Sydney away this year, and we've lost. I thought Hawthorn, we barely even showed up. Today was a tougher for longer day, and we weren't. So there's different thoughts going through my mind today. So, but if we're going to be successful, we've got to win interstate. So that's reality.
I was going to ask you, is it as much a case of running into some good teams away, or are you worried perhaps intrinsically something with travelling or playing away?
At the moment, every team we play interstate is a good team, and every time we play at home is a good team. It's a really even competition. So, I'm not thinking about the opposition when we travel.
Are you open-minded at all to maybe tinker with the routine, perhaps fly at a different time or anything like that?
Oh, look, I'd be really disappointed if halfway through the third quarter we fell away because of what we did yesterday or on the plane or, we were in the game today up until a certain point where we weren't. So I think we're jumping at shadows to say it's something to do with our preparation.
The contested side of things, Adam, in the midfield, team possessions were even, but in the midfield there, top guys all had double figures.
Yeah.
You had to rely on Matty Pritis
too few.
And Chewy to it. Is that a bit of a concern that Pritis and Chewy, you know, answer continually?
Yeah. Today it was. Yeah, look, I thought last week we had a good balance of contributors. Pritis didn't play, and we won the midfield battle quite well. So we need all of our players performing at their best interstate and or every week when we can. And we did leave it up to too few today. And I thought their leaders, Sydney's leaders, stood up when it really mattered. And, we probably could learn some lessons from that.
Adam, just on, I know you're probably being asked about ground sizes, but there's a theory that because West Coast players are skinny, Subiaco, you struggle on that grounds. What do you have to make of that, obviously, again?
Mm. Did it feel like today with Hurtis?
No,
I don't think so. No. Every ground's unique. Every ground's got different dimensions. So, no, I don't think so. I think you play your home ground well, and that's you want to have a home ground advantage because you train there and you play there more often than not. But to say that that's a reason why you can't win, that's a stretch. Yeah, I mean, we played a team that beat us because of the contests and critical moments, not because of the ground size.
You didn't really allow their key forwards to get off the leash. I know Buddy had a lot of shots, but didn't convert a huge amount. But your back half seemed to keep you in the game there. I mean, what kind of positives did you extract? Can you extract from the game?
I thought McGovern was a really good player for us. You know, he I don't know how many marks off Oppo Boot he took, but when you concede 63 inside 50s, you know, you're gonna get hurt. So I think they might have had 30 odd shots at goal. You know, we had 14, so it was probably flattering the scoreboard in the end. But our defenders, you know, they're battling on, but we can use the ball better out of the back half and you know, probably save ourselves 5 or 6 inside 50s. So it was disappointing all around, especially in the last quarter and a half.
Did Josh Kennedy carry a bit of an issue in ankle?
No.
Or something?
He was 100%.
Any injuries rising out of the game
there? Don't think so, no. Bit of pride, bit of ego. So we need to get back on the bike. It's round 5, so we've got the Pies next week and we need to respond.
How important is an away win before it sort of snowballs into a big ass of mental?
Oh, no, look, every game is so important. It's so important we win next week, so... But if we want to be a top 8 side, a consistent, hard-to-beat team, we need to win away from home. We know that. Our record over the last couple of years has been okay. But this year, we haven't had an away win.
Any thoughts to throwing McGovern forward?
Yeah, today? I was thinking that. I was thinking throwing Gov forward. Start of the last, but he was saving us goal after goal. And by the time we made the call, the game slipped away, so... he did save us a lot of goals, so we had a plan there to do it at one stage, and then I pulled it.
What about Nick
Nat's
work in the ruck today, Adam? What did
you
think of
that? Oh, look, I thought he battled on pretty well. Yeah, look, sometimes he can be the difference between winning and losing, and the contest around the stoppages is critical that he performs. I think he played a pretty standard Nat Nui game. He definitely wasn't the best player out there, but I thought got his hands to it and competed really well, and you can tell. When he has presence around the ball, we normally get some ascendancy. But Sydney did a pretty good job at stopping that as well.
Bit of a tough day for Lewis Jetta. Crowd getting stuck into it.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. Yeah, obviously when he missed that goal in the last quarter, it would have been disappointing for him. It was a disappointing day for everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much.